This holiday season, behold the Queen. Queen Victoria, that is.
I must have been 11 when I learned that I was nearer to the crown than I had thought.
Her Royal Highness Princess Victoria of Kent.
So I began to dream of the day when my life would change.
If she sounds a bit overwhelmed, a bit young, that's because in this film, she is. The Young Victoria opens in theaters this Christmas. As the movie begins, we see Victoria before she becomes queen, a beautiful teenager sheltered from the world, not at all prepared for power. This Victoria will soon meet the love of her life, Prince Albert, played by Rupert Friend in the film. The queen is played by Emily Blunt, who says this young Victoria is definitely not the dumpy black-clad matron we've seen in all those photographs.
You know, I think that's the Victoria that people know about, the old grizzled, witchy-looking woman who's wheeled around looking sour. And that sort of presents to you that image of Victoriana, which was the repression that seemed to kind of sweep across the country. But that really came as a result of Albert dying at such a young age. And I think it literally transformed her, because before that she was this vibrant girl. And I think what the film does is actually present to you exactly why she mourned him so ferociously and why everyone has this image of her in the later years. But it certainly wasn't the case when she was young.
How do you know that?
Because I read everything I could on her, and I read her diaries and letters, and there were anecdotes from people at court who would say that she would laugh at dinner so hard that food would just fall out of her mouth. I mean, she used to dance all night till 3 a.m. I mean, she was a party girl. She was rebellious.
Now, before her 18th birthday, the way it's portrayed in the movie, she was sort of a prisoner of her background. She was next in line to the throne, but she did not go to court. She had very little access to the court, didn't seem to have many friends.
I think it was incredibly lonely. I think she wasn't allowed any privacy. She wasn't allowed to play. She slept in the same room as her mother till she was 18. I think her mother and the mother's advisor, Sir John Conroy, wanted it this way so that they could control her when she became queen, giving them more power. But she was one of these very resilient girls, and I don't really understand how she was able to be that strong in wanting what was rightly hers, which was to rule independent of anyone who had been trying to handle or control her for all those years.
The other thing, of course, that is so extraordinary that we know but we don't really know about Victoria is her romance, which essentially was a political calculation, I believe, an effort by her uncle, the King of Belgium, to increase his power over her and his influence in England. She compares herself at one point to a chess piece.
I see them leaning in and moving me around the board. Uncle Leopold, the king, show off the politicians are ready to seize hold of my skirts and drag me from square to square.
Then you had better master the rules of the game until you play it better than they can.
You don't recommend I find a husband to play it for me.
I should find one to play it with you, not for you.
Yeah, I think that she was being used as a pawn, but so was Albert. And so I think as soon as they both realized they were being gamed, the guards went down and they actually found a very genuine, real love. I mean, they really were soulmates. They were sort of twin flames that were essentially perfect together, and he was by far her greatest achievement. So for an arranged marriage to become such a passionate love affair was so rare, and I think she definitely didn't imagine it to go that way.
You talked about her letters, her diaries. She speaks of Albert in her letters and diaries?
Yes, she does, and very openly. You know, from the day she met him, she was so insanely in love with him. And then even when they were having children, she'd talk about when he would go away just for the weekend. It was like a cloud had descended over the castle and she was miserable, miserable for even a minute without him. I don't know if she was, even having 9 children, if she was a natural nurturer, because it was all about him. It very much was always all about him.
She did end up having an extraordinary influence over the royal families of Europe with those 9 children.
I know. Yeah, it was like copious children.
Now, as a very young queen, it turns out that she is a constitutional monarch. She has some power, but not a great deal of power. And she sort of misunderstands her situation.
Yes, I think so. But I think people forget how young she was. She was 18. And teenagers make reckless decisions and usually have a casual attitude towards making them.
Believe me!
I will not have my role usurped! I wear the crown! And if there are mistakes, they will be my mistakes! And no one else will make them! No one! Not even you!
And I think she'd been so handled and managed and protected for so long that she was determined to do everything her way, and she was wrong. So I think without Albert coming along and sort of reeling in all of that emotion with that Germanic way that he had, she would have made a bit of a disaster of her reign.
This film was maybe the ultimate costume drama in that there you are wearing a crown, which is considerably bigger than you are.
Yeah.
And that incredible velvet robe with the ermine around it.
Yeah, that was heavy. That was real heavy. I think it almost gave me whiplash.
Yeah, I read somewhere that you said eventually every British actress has to do the corset thing.
I did. I did the corset and the bonnet, so I've done my fill.
What do you think?
I think I'll probably lay down the corset for a while just so I don't actually break my ribs, because I've done sort of, I did like three films in a row wearing a corset, which was Victoria, and I did The Wolfman, and I did Gulliver's, and I think my inner organs by the end of it was like, are you kidding? Like, you've got to stop. Like, you have to give us a break. Just wear sweatpants. So it's sweatpants from here on out, I've decided.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Emily Blunt's new film is The Young Victoria. In her next film, she won't be wearing sweatpants, but she will be wearing tights. To hear her talk about that, go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montagne.